something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. It is Saturday. Anna Nolan is on the line. Great name, Anna. The same name I chose for my little girl.
It's a brilliant name. It's very simple. There's only two letters repeated twice. So it's a good
exactly.
name.
Exactly. And when you mix them around, it becomes Nana. So there you go.
Yes,
so,
that's very true.
We discovered that recently in our house. So listen to me. Everybody knows Anna Nolan because she's a telly presenter. She was on Big Brother many, 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 many years ago. And of course, Anna works in telly making programmes happen as well, because sometimes people don't realise that you do this behind the scenes all the time, Anna. This is kind of the bread and butter, isn't it?
It is. This is, this is my job. So I work for a television production company called Coco, and we make programs like First Dates and Room to Improve and a new show called Generation Dating.
Basically all the brilliant programs that everybody loves. So that's great.
I like to think so, Trina. Yeah. Yes, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and they all do really well in the ratings. So Generation Dating, you've done the First Dates kind of shows and everybody loves them. What is this particular one? This dating one about?
So this is a new series we're making for Virgin Media. And what it is it brings two people together from two different generations. So it sort of gives them a chance to share tips and advice on life and the world of love and romance. And then after they spend a bit of time getting to know each other, they each have to find each other a date that they think is a good match.
So we're not looking to match a 21-year-old with a 67-year-old outfella, but we're looking for...
No.
we're looking for them to give advice to each other, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We just thought, you know, older people have a lot of experience, obviously, in the world. And younger people, I think, also have that, but they can both bring certain things to each other. So I said, will I tell you how the program basically works?
Of course,
We'll match up, not romantically, but in a friendship way, an older person and a younger person, and we'll introduce them to each other. We'll probably get them doing an activity together just so that they can kind of find out a bit more about each other. And then they go off basically and try to find a date. So say John is in his 70s and Julie is in, I don't know, her 20s. That's what we're looking for. Somebody in their 20s and somebody over the age of 65. And Julie finds out that John likes maybe hill walking or reading or other activities, dancing. And they have to basically go around and become a matchmaker. And the same for John finding somebody for Julie. Yeah. So, you know, two things happen here. At the end of the day, they're both going to find a date for each other, but they're also going to learn a little about each other and, you know, hopefully a friendship will arise out of this.
Is that the police for you, Anna, there in the background? What have you done now?
The noises coming out. You know what? I've left. This is now the working from home thing. I've left the back door open. So I'm now just going to go over and close that door for you, Trina. And there we go. Things are quiet. You know what I'm doing? I'm keeping an eye on the washing because it looks like a good rain. I'd be running out to get my washing while I'm talking to you.
Oh no, you've become a proper owl one, Anna.
I know.
So this is great because I absolutely, do you know, I love seeing a couple who are a bit older, they're still walking down the road holding hands, or even when you think of, you know, the other shows that are on telly, it's lovely when you see somebody who's a bit older and they're still open to meeting somebody. They could have been widowed or divorced or maybe never married or whatever the case might be. And to be still kind of, you know, going, okay, I might be single, but my life's not over now because I'm over a certain age. I think they're almost more open to giving people a chance when you're a bit older.
They are. And we made a pilot last year, Trina, and MJ was part of the programme, and Declan. Declan was in his 20s. And he was just a little bit fed up with the apps and the online dating and that sort of technological way of looking for dates. And MJ had been single for a few years, but just thought, what's there to lose? You know, she wanted to kind of have a bit of an adventure in her life. And I think what we all feel at the moment is life has become a little bit smaller and our worlds have become a little bit smaller. And what this show will do will give people the opportunity to have brand new experiences and go and meet people and meet the buddy who they will buddy up with, whether it's a younger person or an older person, and just experience, I suppose, the joys of life again. And that's I suppose, the beauty of this program. This call out, like, we're looking for obviously 20s and people over the age of 65, but we want to ask people, if you know anybody over the age of 65, maybe a parent or a relative or somebody in the community that you think they deserve this, they need this bit of fun, like, we'll be filming it in September and October, but we want those people to get in touch with us.
And isn't it great now with all the vaccinations and everything, you can start really making these kind of shows again, because it's been difficult for telly producers, hasn't it?
It has been really, really difficult, and we at Coco have managed to do all our productions safely, touch wood. So we've been filming Room to Improve, we've been filming Dermot Bannon's Super Small Spaces, we've been doing Home Rescue and First Date. So if that's a concern for anybody, health and safety is a priority. People's welfare and people's safety is really, really important. So anybody who gets involved in this show, we will really take care of you. And we have our very strict COVID guidelines. So I just want to assure people that is our priority.
And Camille, will there be a presenter on the show, or is it just going to be kind of the daters?
It's just the daters.
Okay,
right. It's just the two people. And it taps into that thing in all of us at times that we feel we're matchmakers, you know? And
I'm brilliant at this. I'm actually brilliant at this, Anna. I'm fantastic at matchmaking. You need to get me in there.
Yes, okay. I think I'm an excellent matchmaker as well. And actually, my partner and me were matchmade, funnily enough, by a friend of mine who put us together, and it worked out beautifully.
Yeah, you see, so, people know, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. So for the people who are in their 20s who are listening to this, or anybody knows someone in their 20s, and you just think, oh my God, I want to hand it over to somebody else. I've been giving it a go. It hasn't been working out. I'm going to just let somebody choose for me. Like, there's a kind of a relief in that, in a way, you know, because you're not in charge of the picking. It's somebody else who's getting to know you, who's going to present somebody to you for kind of effectively a blind date.
I do remember many, many, many years ago, before I was married and all that kind of jazz, and somebody said to me, oh, I have the perfect date for you. This person arrived at a mutual friend's house party. And honest to God, Anna, like, you couldn't have picked a worse person and a worse match. And I was going to my friend, do you know me at all?
I know. That can happen too. I had a similar experience, but not exactly. I think I was being set up with somebody. You know, the way somebody sets up a dinner and, you know, there's four couples there and there's two single people. And this was years ago. Yeah. And I was thinking, am I being set up here? And the person denied it at the end of it after they realized, oh, they aren't clicking. They're so, yes, that can happen too. Yeah.
Because the thing is, you see, I couldn't do that whole apps thing. I think I'd remain single. I just couldn't be bothered with that.
I've never done it. I once looked at it. I was away on holidays and I thought, oh my God, what do people do on these apps and these whatever, the online, I'm sounding so old, the online dating.
The internet stuff, yes. The webnet stuff.
And it wasn't for me. It really wasn't for me. Yeah. I couldn't do it. But lots of people, you know, so many people use it. But so many people are fed up with it as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be many a 20-something person listening to this thinking, you know what, I'm sick of it too. It just doesn't work for me. I'm gonna let somebody take control.
I believe there's people on these dating apps and they're there in their wedding photos looking for love.
What do you mean, Trina?
Like, they're actually wearing their wedding dresses or their wedding suit, and they're hoping to meet somebody, and they kind of like don't even bother getting changed out of the outfits that show that they're actually not available. It's mad. Married people looking for love. Yeah.
Yes. We don't want any of those. Thank you very much.
Need not apply. They need not apply. For people who are, in fact, single, how can they apply, Anna?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways of getting in touch. I'm just going to give a phone number, first of all, and that's to the COCO offices. It's 01-497-0817. Or we have an email address, gendating@cococontent.ie. I'll just spell that GENDATING @COCOCONTENT.ie.
Yeah.
So either give us a buzz or email us. Tell us in the email, tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, your age, where do you live, and just a few lines. And myself or my colleague Circa will get back to you. And what I'd say to people is, if there's a little kind of little temptation inside you, you're just feeling, oh, I'd love to give this a go, just get in touch and we'll talk you through it.
Yeah, exactly. I have a burning question before we go, Anna.
Yes.
Have you been in Dermot Bannon's house?
I haven't.
What?
I haven't been in Dermot's house. I know my colleagues have been there because I made a show about him building his house and seemingly it's gorgeous. I've seen photos. It looks really beautiful, really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I watched the programme, of course. So, no, but I haven't.
God.
I haven't.
Because I live kind of in the vicinity and I've heard
about...
No, Anna, I would never do anything like that. Yes, I have. I've driven very slowly past it to have a look. Everybody apparently is doing it. They're all slowing down to have a good gawk. We're so nosy, aren't we, as a public?
I'd say it's the most gawked at house in Dublin. I'm sure he just looks out the window and just sees these cars slowly driving by or people just walking by and glancing.
Yeah, yeah. And you're pretending not to look, but you're having a good gawk.
You love people looking at the house. It's beautiful.
Oh, gosh. Listen, Anna, so great to catch up. Generation Dating coming to Virgin Media very soon. So get applying. We could find you the love of your life. You never, never know. Thanks so much, Anna. Talk to you soon. This is
Thanks
Something
me,
for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.